Reed and Chafee stood side by side in a West Warwick furniture store to urge Congress to allow a vote on the Marketplace Fairness Act. Chafee says the bill, which would require online merchants to pay state sales taxes, would add $70 million a year to the state treasury.
This is all very, very important for every state across the country to level the playing field. And I can say here in Rhode Island, when it passes, our sales tax will go from 7% to 6.5%. That's an agreement. If we can get this revenue coming in as a result of this passes, we're going to lower the sales tax. We're not going to go off and spend that windfall.
Chafee, Reed, and several merchants attending the press conference say it is increasingly common for customers to go into a brick-and-mortar store to check out the merchandise and then buy it online to avoid paying the sales tax. Online merchants, led by eBay, are mobilizing to oppose the bill. They say it would impose an unfair burden on small businesses and hamper the growth of online sales. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.